I have got some fabulous recipes to munch on while you watch the big game, starting with cheeseburger quesadillas. Now, Kev, does that not sound amazing?
100%.
Excellent. Okay, so for this recipe, you're going to take some either white button or cremini mushrooms, and or you could use both. You're going to pulse them up in your food processor so they're nicely, like really finely chopped. And then you're going to saute those chopped mushrooms with some ground beef, but you could do ground chicken, you could do ground turkey. So you're going to saute all that off. And what the addition of the mushrooms do is they add a boost of flavor. They add some veggies to your dish, and it also extends the portion. So what I like to do is I like to double up on the beef and mushroom mixture, and then I'll make one recipe, like the cheeseburger quesadillas that I'm going to chat more about in a minute, and then I can use the rest maybe for like a game day chili, right? So the great thing about extending the portions is it also cuts down on your grocery bill a little bit, and you can get a little bit more bang for your buck, as they say.
Absolutely.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to take some grated cheese and put it on a tortilla wrap with that beef and mushroom mixture with some sliced tomato and sliced pickle and red onion and more cheese. And then you're going to, you can put it in a pan and pan fry it, and or you could do it like in a panini press, just like you would make a regular quesadilla. And then you're going to make a special sauce, and that's mayonnaise, ketchup, a little bit of relish, red onion, mustard, and a little hit of sugar. Stir it all together, and then you're going to cut the quesadillas into triangles and drizzle it with that sauce, and then top the whole thing with some shredded iceberg lettuce. And honestly, Kev, these cheeseburger quesadillas are absolutely delicious. There is no doubt that your gang and your friends will absolutely gobble them up.
Well, they sound absolutely delicious. They sound amazing, Char. And what else do you have for us for game day to put out on the spread?
So the other recipe that I have is my cheesy jalapeno white bean crab dip. And it sounds like a mouthful, and it sure is. So for this recipe, you're going to take a can of white beans from your pantry, because you know how much I love those pantry staples.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz the beans up in your food processor. Add a little bit of garlic, salt, nutmeg, some sour cream, some mayonnaise, some grated cheese, chopped green onions, pickled jalapenos, some hot sauce, and a can of crab meat. You're just going to drain it and then stir everything together. It's so easy. Put it into a pie plate, pop it into the oven, and then at about 350, and the cheese is going to melt and get all ooey and gooey. You're going to top the whole thing with chopped fresh parsley. And then you got your veggie sticks and your nacho chips and everything. And you can just like dip away while you watch the big game.
That sounds awesome as well, Char. So do you have anything else, or is that it for us?
No, I've got one more. Okay.
Yeah.
So did you participate in Dry January, Kev?
Yeah, of course.
I'm guessing that's a no.
Absolutely.
So maybe you participated in Dry January and you're feeling like a million bucks and you want to extend it into February, and or if you're like me, I actually don't drink alcohol. However, you know, come the big game, you know, I want to sip on something fun. So Muskoka Brewery has you covered. They now have a non-alcoholic beer called Beer. There's two flavors. There is the lager with lime, which is fabulous. There's lots of carbonation, and it's light-bodied with that hit of lime, and it is just an absolute delicious sip. And then they also have the hazy IPA. So this is more of like a soft mouthfeel with notes of citrus and some stone fruit. So if you love craft beer but you don't, you know, want to consume any alcohol, Muskoka Brewery has you covered. You can go to muskokabrewery.com. You can find this beer at most grocery stores now, and it is available at the beer store also, and it is available online as well.
Fantastic. Sounds good.
It is so delicious. Yeah.
Perfect, Char. Anything else for Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, I do. I have a variety of different ideas up on my website. So the listeners can go to my website, charmybroughton.com, for all of these dishes, links to everything I've talked about. And so just, you know, get in the kitchen, recreate your favorite game day treats, and sit back and cheer on Taylor Swift.
That's it. I was gonna ask you, Char, who's your pick to win? Are you picking Taylor Swift's boyfriend's team like I am?